And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, presented by the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in the world that just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And, yeah.
Yeah, we're back in our house again. Just
we're back to shouting at a laptop.
We'll be back in the studio, so we'll start sounding better. We just didn't get in there this week. Somebody was using it.
Which is fine.
You know, it's busy. It's a bit, podcast business is busy.
Yes.
Podcast business is very hard.
Is it like the computer business?
The computer business is very hard. People are changing all the time.
Hi, podcast.
Oh, hi. That would be like the best Tommy Wiseau podcast. Oh, hi, podcast.
You should get him on the phone.
Oh,
pitch a podcast to Tommy Wiseau.
I've read that book that is being made into a movie. The Disaster Artist.
That's right. I have to read that.
Which, it's a fantastic book. You know, it's written by the guy who plays Mark.
Yeah.
And
The Room.
Sorry, we're talking about The Room.
By Tommy Wiseau.
Not Room, the Oscar-winning...
Yeah, no. This is the piece of shit cult movie called The Room, which is probably the worst movie ever made.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, but I mean, I would never, I would be like,
no,
mortified. There are a few, because there are a few people, I'm not going to get into it right now, but there are a few people when it's like, so-and-so think about doing a podcast, and I just go, oh, fuck. Like, I get, like, deathly nervous.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Wiseau would be one of them.
And Tommy Wiseau would be one of them, because it would just the idea of being like.
He'd probably want to, like, film, like, tape in, like, 8 different formats.
It would be one of those ones where it would be such a mess. It would be a ridiculous mess, and I would probably quit the business. I just even thinking about it is awful.
Yeah, I gotta read that book.
I might have a nightmare about that tonight.
Cool.
Where I just wake up and because I often have nightmares about my work or just what work in general. I also have dreams about work.
Yeah, and actually, most of the time when you talk in your sleep, you are actually scheduling something.
I'm scheduling podcasts.
Or you're introducing yourself to somebody.
Yeah, this is one of the legit things that happen when you work in the podcast business.
I know, I think it just happens to you.
Oh, I think it happens to others. This is the first time somebody's admitting it. I bet Mark Maron has talky dreams.
Well, I've never had.
Where he's like, are we cool? Are we cool? Sneeze. Pow!
I don't know. Let's call up one of his ex-wives and ask him how it's going. Does he do his podcast in his sleep? Because book shit in his sleep.
I'm sure Chris Hardwick's probably just like, burrito, you know.
It's weird.
You know, as he sleeps on his money.
This is my life, you guys.
Somebody please draw a picture of Chris Hardwick sleeping on a pile of money, softly saying, burrito. Burrito! Anyways.
Yeah.
So, one of the things I think we might be sleeping on our comics.
Well, yeah, if we get so goddamn many of them.
I feel like I kind of was looking around our house today.
It's going to be like a hoarded bullshit.
And again, I don't know if I referred to this at all, but there was a Playboy magazine commercial that would air like on like VH1.
Okay.
And it was like with like a guy, I think I felt he was like a celebrity, but he looked like your kind of guy. He was a dignified, older white man who subscribed to Playboy, and he had so many of them that he was just like, hey, I live the bachelor lifestyle, and I have Playboy, and it's pretty cool. And for some reason, though, he kept them, like some of the magazines in his fridge. Like, he just goes in his fridge, it's like, time to get a drink. Oh, look, Miss December. Oh, yeah. Puts it back in his fridge. I have to actually find it. I swear seeing this. There are a number of things in my life.
You know what? I feel like I remember that guy going in the fridge and there being a magazine there.
And that's how I feel like what's going to happen with our comic collections one day. I'm just going to be like, Quest Probe number one.
No. Because we can't. We literally cannot. No. No.
You're not on board with keeping the comics in the fridge?
No, okay. I'm not on board with like them taking over like our living space. I like to be able to walk through rooms and not trip over shit. I'd like not to be on, like, the...
I want to dive into them like a pile of leaves.
I don't want to be on the reboot of Hoarders, and they're like, look at all these flat cats underneath all these comic books. Like, I don't want that to happen.
Like, they were just so cheap. It was, like, 25 cents, and, you know...
And it's just, like, us in, like, a nest of fucking comic books. And, like, then they fall on us, and then they find them, and then we're on the news. And then they're like, you know, couple dead under massive thing, you know, massive...
That was a good no couple.
Actually...
Well,
speaking of, so here's a really horrible story about hoarded house. This actually was from a hoarded house, like back in the.
Oh, this 40s? I think you're going to tell me about this. I heard you tell me about this. About how the guy died in a hoarded house, and then like, because he had to crawl through like a tunnel.
Yeah. And this, I think this is from a.
A podcast you listen to. Somebody, it was like this. You must remember this or something.
No, it wasn't on this. You must remember this because this was about a house in New York. I think I read about it because it was like they had ripped it down and there's like a little park there. Anyway, so it's like there were two brothers. They lived in this house. Their parents died, whatever, and they were just hoarders and they were horrible. But they were paranoid about like the government coming in for them or whatever.
As you would be, yes.
So they had booby trapped the whole house.
Oh yeah, that's right, the booby traps.
One of the brothers was really sick, and I think he actually like lost a leg or something. So he was immobile, and he was in a room. And his other brother would crawl through these like elaborate tunnels to like bring him food and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one day the one who was crawling through the tunnels, triggered one of his booby traps, and he died.
Yeah.
Well, the other brother just had to lay in that bed until he starved to death.
Yeah.
And then they came in to find him, and it was just, like, so much junk. They didn't even realize there were two bodies in it.
Mm.
That's how much junk there was. And then it was so bad they had to rip the house down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be that.
Just covered in quest probes.
Which is our first book.
Yes, I'm trying to. Yeah, I was implying that we are reading Quest Probe today.
Quest Probe. Now, you know what? I think I'm responsible for this one. I think I bought it.
Well, you bought it because the thing about you when you buy Marvel comics is you look at it and you go, stupid, and then you buy it.
That's true.
But then you read it, and usually it's
I'm not wrong about them being stupid.
Oh no, it's stupid. This is actually like if somebody looked at our collection and was like, ew, you have this.
Yeah, no.
Like, or why do you have... Like, why?
It's Quest Probe featuring the Hulk number one.
And it is the only issue of this, because, okay, so basically...
Are you serious? This is
the issue? Okay, listen. No, listen. You know, No, you know why? Because... So basically, Quest Probe is a computer game. Like, it's a legit computer game.
Okay.
Created by this Scott Adams guy.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be, like, Marvel being, like, doot-doot-doot tech, you know, back in the early 80s. This is, like, this is Quest Probe featuring the Hulk from Quest Probe featuring the Hulk number one from August 1984.
Okay.
And this guy, Scott Adams, was, like, some sort of, like, wunderkind video game programmer.
Uh-huh.
And he created, a number of games. And he created this game called Quest Probe.
Mm.
And it was tied in with all these Marvel characters, you know. And so particularly there was a game for Spider-Man. There was a game for, Human Torch and The Thing or something. And there's supposed to be, like, an X-Men one. But basically, and there's supposed to be, like, 12. Like, if you read the back of this, it actually kind of goes into it.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be like, oh, this is going to be, like, a big... ongoing thing and a bunch of series, like there's a whole bunch of text here,
right?
And they were going to create a number of issues of these, and it never came through.
Well, did like the game not get made?
No, the game got made. So the game
did it tank?
Well, no, the company went bankrupt. They were basically so Marvel was just and it's funny because it's so basically all this because it was tied in with the Marvel universe somehow, but it really once the game went away,
mm-hmm.
you know they said fuck it,
mm-hmm.
and actually I don't remember this as much, but elements of Quest Probe showed up again in the Marvel universe in Quasar.
Oh.
Which I don't remember. I have to pinpoint exactly where it shows up. But So basically, It's fucking nerdy as shit.
It's a little bit of a ridiculous book.
Well, it's just stupid.
It's stupid.
It's stupid in the game. I don't know what the game is. It's like, I don't care. Know.
There is a little blurb in here where it's like, if you want to see what happened, go play this game.
Yeah, because you're supposed to play this game and read the comic at the same time. And if you had an Amiga or whatever, you could do that. But because it was one of those text-based games, it's like, you see, this dipshit. What do you want to do? Punch Hulk? Or, this or that or the other thing? So you're supposed to do that, and it just sounds very, I know this is what this is all you had back in the 80s.
Right.
But,
Yeah.
Fuck if I care.
All right. Well, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the book though. First of all, Quest Probe featuring the Hulk. Number one, on the cover, it's the Hulk and he looks very bored.
He's very bored, considering his face is bored, but his body is like in an action pose.
Yeah, he's reaching towards some jewels,
yeah,
which apparently are essential to this world of the game.
Yeah.
And in the background is a dude with a fro who you don't really see his face.
Kind of. He's like a faceless guy.
He's a faceless guy.
In this costume, he's got like a bubble on his head.
Yeah, so he's like one of the space guys, and that's what you're seeing on the cover. So, whatever.
I've
seen this one before too. It's an advertisement about a kid who has like a shitty computer games, and so because all the friends are like, all these kids are like, oh, you wish you had all these good games and you don't have them, and they're like, he apparently has like games called like Manholes of Venus, which.
Again, another porn title.
Another porn title that left unused.
Anyway.
So Quest Probe! Exclamation point.
So basically, like, just to break down this, like, 4 or 5 page fucking beginning, which is stupid.
Yeah.
So there's this race of people and...
Aliens.
And apparently their hair is made out of stars, but it makes them look like they have, like, star afros, which is actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
So he's got, like, a star afro and some... other world is coming towards their world.
Well, those have star goatees.
Star goatees. And so some other species is coming towards their world, and they're going to destroy it. But these people are pacifists.
Yeah.
So they're not going to fight back. And then this one guy's like, but like, the olden days, like, we used to fight back. And they're like, that's against, what we do here on random starfro planet. So he's like, ugh. So he gets kicked out of their, like, little assembly
gathering. Yeah, they get really pissed at him. And I'm like... dude, your plan's gonna die.
Yeah, but they're like, but we don't do anything. We're nonviolent. And so he, like, leaves, and he's like, oh, if only I could harness the power of the gods from the olden days. There must be somewhere in this universe where I can get the power.
There's got to be a better way.
Yeah. So cut to Hulk in the desert getting shot at by cannons.
Because, okay, this actually was kind of funny. So, okay, well, first of all, so apparently... they're chasing him around because apparently he's like too close to he's apparently too close to like people. And like, cause I don't know what the whole
civilization.
He's too close to civilization, and like, I don't understand what the Hulk is just doing in the first place, just hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hang on. We're gonna talk about this for a second. So we're watching.
We have cats.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody who has cats knows this, but they have what's called TV for cats on YouTube, where you can like put birds and shit on your TV, and your cats will just stare at them. And we have one of the cats who really likes to do that, so it's muted in the background, so we don't have to watch wrestling. And, like, one of the videos just popped up, and it was just, like, a bald eagle, like, just, like, pulling feathers off a dead duck. And I was like, what the fuck has happened?
And I was like, this isn't a video for cats. This is not a video for anybody.
It's a video for cats. It's just a bald eagle eating all the things.
Guys, be careful.
Be careful on those TV for cats videos. So anyway,
the Hulk's near humanity, and they're like, we gotta get you away. But apparently the army... anytime the Hulk shows up, and like, the army mobilizes pretty damn quick.
Yeah, it's like they have a Hulk unit.
Well, they. I mean, I feel like they do. You know, I mean, because General Thunderbolt Ross, his greatest nemesis, is, you know, the head of the Hulkbusters, per se. So anytime shit's going down, you know, there's a million. Somehow they get these tanks into, like, the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Which it looks like.
And they've got, like, look, they've got three tanks, three fucking jets in the background, plus a whole platoon full of soldiers. Like, that's a lot of fucking money just to corral one dude.
Well, they're just shooting
and, like,
at him.
And Hulk just, like, leave me alone. I just want to be left alone.
They're like, I'll go. But the thing is, though, they're trying to find a way to reason with him.
Well, it's the Hulk. They should give him puppies. Doesn't he like puppies?
He likes anything but
being shot at. Which, understandable. So Hulk's, like, breaking tanks and whatever, and he's getting angry. And then, all of a sudden, faceless guy, who we're assuming is Starfro, shows up. And he's like, look at the power of the Hulk.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I'm going to jerk off to this power.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the Hulk is breaking, like, he's ruining, like, billion-dollar jets.
Yeah, but he's just, he's ripping apart a tank and throwing it at a jet.
The amount of tax dollars we spend on Hulk control is ridiculous. That's something we could probably cut out of the old budget.
Yeah, yeah, no, and he is just laying waste to it, and then...
Yeah, to the desert, to the rocks, I mean, shit's falling, rocks are falling on soldiers.
He's bringing the Grand Canyon down around everybody.
Yeah, it's bad. So then, all their equipment's been smashed by rocks, and the soldiers are like, meh. Well, and the Hulk, I don't know where the Hulk went, he, like, ran off. And then faceless Starfro guy's like, hey, I'm gonna get his power, and... Everybody's like, what the fuck? And he just disappears.
He literally shows up behind these guys. He's like, hey, guys. And he's like, who are you? Get out of here. And they're like, he's like, I'm going to get the Hulk. It's like, yeah, good luck. And he's like, I'm going to do it with.
Like, what the fuck?
This and he's got,
a
like,
fucking cosplay convention, bro. Get out of here. This is the fucking active battle zone.
And he's got, like, this weird, like, Starfro's got, like, this weird, like, box or, like, device that he's like, I'm going to do
it
with this.
Honestly, at one point, I thought it was a crab.
It looks like a crab.
There's a point later where I honestly thought it was a crab, and I was like, well, we'll get there, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. It has, like, little, like, thingies that stick out of it, and it kind of looks like a crab.
Yeah. So anyway, so Hulk shows up, and he goes to, like, this cave or whatever, and he comes in, and it just happens to be this cave where there's these two gems. Where it's, one's called a Natter Energy Egg.
Uh-huh.
Can I offer you an egg in this troubling time?
Yeah.
Hulk. And another one is Biogem.
Now, were these put here by Starfro?
I don't know, but it's something to do with part of the game. So at some point,
I know it's part to do with part of the game, but they don't really explain why they're here. They don't explain if it's Starfro put them there to, like, draw Hulk in, or if they just happened to be there for some other reason. That's not explained. All you have to know is here's these cool gems that you'll see in this game.
This is game, and you'll be like, grab gem, you know, right. Or fart on gem. I would just write fart. Fart gem, you know.
That's kind of like I tried to do that on Scribblenauts, and it doesn't want you to do that.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Because the first thing I did was, when I got the Scribblenauts game, was tell Batman to get naked, and he just got mad at me.
He goes, why would I want to do that?
What good would that do? I was like, damn it, Batman.
Dude, mind you, this is a game where you can make them pregnant and then eat their babies.
Yeah.
You can make Batman.
Then once they have a baby, they're postpartum Batman.
And then you could just murder the babies or eat them.
Yeah. You can't make them kiss, though. I tried. I kept trying to make Batman kiss.
You can make them sick. You can make them
invisible.
Fat. Invisible. You
can, fat. Everything. But you can't make them kiss. That you can't make them naked, which is such a shame. I mean, obviously, this game.
It's like they knew that you were trying to be stupid with this game.
Yeah.
Anyways,
they did.
So, anyways, the Hulk's sitting in his cave,
and the gems explode. And then when they explode, they, like, knock him unconscious, and he turns back into
Bruce Banner.
And then he's a human, and, like, Starfro is like, "Oh, look at that! He's just a frail human." And then finally Hulk, you know, he wakes up, Bruce Banner wakes up, and Starfro standing there, like, by this glowing door, basically.
He keeps showing up with this glowing, like, plate door.
Yeah, it's like a portal, and he keeps wanting Hulk to run through it because that will steal his power.
Yeah.
Because this guy's like, I need a lot of power, so I'm going to steal it from the Hulk. Which I don't think that's actually the best idea, Because
well, Hulk's the strongest one there is. I mean, if you're going for the best power, you know, I'm on board with this.
Wouldn't you want to steal like Storm's power?
She's not nearly as strong as the Hulk. The Hulk,
yeah, but she can control weather.
I don't think that matters. He just needs
that matters to me.
He's not looking for somebody to make it sunny.
Well, he's not going to make it sunny. He's going to make it so fucking impossible for their ships to navigate to their planet.
He doesn't know that. I mean, maybe he goes to realize that because there was supposed to be an X-Men one. But in this particular case, he is like, here's the Hulk. He is literally the strongest being, you know, in this universe. I will grab his juice.
All right.
And so he goes for it. So I'm on board with this. Anyway, so Bruce wakes up.
Cyclops with the zappy eyes.
Yeah. I mean, Cyclops or like, you know, Wolverine or something. Like, I get it. Yeah, or Colossus. I mean, we're talking powerful guys, you know, like. That's what he should be going for.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's like, go through this portal so I can steal your power. And, of course, Bruce Banner wakes up and he's like, I don't know what the fuck you're here for. And so many people have tested me. I'm angry. So he throws a rock at Starfro. And then he just charges out the door of the cave and off a cliff.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't paying attention, apparently. So he falls like a bajillion feet.
He falls into the Grand Canyon, essentially.
Yeah, but because he's, you know, the Hulk, he doesn't die. He turns into the Hulk.
Yeah.
And then the Hulk is mad. And so he's like, I'm not going to jump through your stupid door, but I'm going to fight you. So that's basically what happens. And as they're, like, jumping at each other, we have...
some hippies.
A bunch of people who are going to go white water rafting on the Colorado River.
Is this where it looks like a crab?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to take you to a Red Lobster, you ass.
Yeah. These people don't...
This door goes to Red Lobster, which would be great, because of the wrong... The Hulk would be like, Hulk and Red Lobster, just like, here's some cheddar biscuit.
Baked biscuits.
Cheddar baked biscuits. He'd be
cheddar
like...
Cheddar baked biscuits or whatever they're called.
He's like, do you have beans? And Hulk would just eat those, and that would be the end of the book.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Yeah.
Could you do that in the video game? Could you like be like,
I
want to go to Red Lobster in my video game?
Go to Red Lobster. It's like, you can't do that.
What good would
is
that be?
Is that Quest Probe Red Lobster?
Why?
Why not?
Why not?
Why can't I get this as a part of like my part of a shrimp week or whatever the fuck they have?
Shrimp week?
Yeah, they have like the shrimp month or all you can eat shrimp and you get a free Quest Probe Red Lobster game.
You should bring that back, babe. You should really should be marketing.
I should really be marketing. He's like, we bring back really Amiga games.
You should be like, all right, this is how it's going to go, and we're going to give people free Quest Probe games when they come in.
I'm just going to walk in with this comic book and just to wherever Red Lobster's headquarters are and just be like, this is the answer to all of our problems. And I'll just say, I'll expect my check on the way out.
Yeah. Good job, babe.
Yeah. So anyway, so these hippies are...
They're not hippies. They're just people...
Rafting. Anybody that's rafting is hippies.
Do you know how big White Rider? You can like go on tours and shit. Like you can go with a group. These people are not going with a group, but usually you go with a group who has guides and they take you over the rapids.
The one guy looks like Ryu from because he has like a red headband and he's got like a sleeveless vest and everything.
Yeah,
and he looks like Ryu from Street Fighter.
Yeah,
yeah. So these fucking hippies.
Yeah, well, this was big in Colorado.
Yeah.
You can imagine. Again,
well, they're in the Colorado River.
Yeah, but that goes all the way out.
No, that's true.
So they don't have to be in Colorado, but so they're like, oh, we're gonna go down these rapids, and there's only one woman, and she's like, I don't know, I heard the Hulk was around, and that might be dangerous or whatever.
They're like, you dumb woman.
And they're like, I don't even think Hulk is real. So obviously, that guy's the dumb one. So they get in the raft, and then Hulk is just like smashing water and making it fall on Starfro, and
he's like, "Make it rain!"
Yeah, make it rain, bitch! And then, so basically, like, there's Hulk getting thrown underwater, and the rafters eventually come up, and then the Hulk is underwater, and he just rips a pillar of rock.
Yeah, he
rips out of the.
He grabs like he grabs like the fucking cliff.
Yeah,
just to throw it at this. It's Starfro in his crab.
In his crab. And so he, you know, jumps out of the water or whatever, and he smashes Starfro against another rock. And Starfro, see, there's where I thought was a crab.
Oh, yeah, well, it would make sense, yeah.
The thing I was like, I thought that guy was like, oh, I thought there was just a crab watching him trapped by a rock. So
it's a bash in the crab under the sea.
So Hulk is like, haha, I'm not gonna go through your door. But the problem is that big piece of rock is now blocking the river, and the raptors just ran right into it because they can't avoid it. And so they fall out of their boat.
He murders hippies.
So they all fall out of their boat, which is extremely dangerous. And Hulk happens to notice that one of these people is a woman.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I gotta save that lady and all these other hippies.
There is a girl with the puny humans, girl who will drown unless Hulk saves her.
Luckily, he also saves the dudes. And then
he saves Ryu.
And then Starfro gets free, and he's like, oh, my crab. And so he grabs his crab off the ground. And then Hulk goes, to jump into the water to get this girl, and
she's in a whirlpool.
She's stuck in a whirlpool.
Which is funny, because it'd be funny if she's like...
All you see is her arm.
Well, it's funny because, so they go, look, she's in the whirlpool, mm-hmm. as if, instead of a whirlpool.
It's such a weird word.
Whirlpool. He's like the whirlpool, it's like a hot tub.
Yeah.
And before he cuts her, she's a
dishwasher.
She's just in the dishwasher.
It's the brand of dishwasher.
Hulk save dishwasher.
Save that woman from the dishwasher. So Hulk jumps right into the water, but Starfro's like, oh, I get it. I'll just put this portal right where he's gonna jump through it, and it'll steal his power. That's exactly what happens, and strips his power, and then as he's going through...
Well, it doesn't strip him of his power.
No, not all of it, but it does take some of it. Where is the thing? There's Oh, it's up here. To see where the Hulk really went when he jumped through this portal,
yeah.
Play the video game.
Gotta play the fucking game, guys.
So, it's took some of Hulk's power, and he's like, oh, I'm so weak, and I can't hold my breath, whatever, but he still saves the girl.
Yeah.
And jumps out of the water.
Yeah, he does pretty good.
And he gives the girl to her stupid hippie friends.
Puny humans.
And
take girl, make her live.
Yeah, because she's obviously, dead. So they perform out...
artificial respiration right away. It's like...
Mouth to mouth. And
I know, but it's just the kind of the way they have to... way to say that. It's like, I will breathe into her... whatever. It's just like...
Yeah, nobody says, start CPR.
Yeah. I will start it right away, Hulk man.
Yeah. So she lives, and then... Starfro is like, well, thanks for the power, Hulk. I'm out.
Yeah, he's like, thanks, bro. I needed that.
You can go do whatever you gotta do. And so Hulk, catapults away.
Well, it's funny, because they talk about how it's not long after the Hulk feeling his power returning made uncomfortable by the gratitude and praise of the raptors. So they're like, thanks, guys. And he's like, he's being, exactly he's got anxiety.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He feels uncomfortable. He's social anxiety. I get it.
Yeah, I get it, man.
He's not comfortable with groups, and he's not comfortable getting, positive attention, so he just jumps away, and, Starfro's peace, and he jumps, and that's it. The end.
Starfro's gone, and then he saved the hippies, and all is right in the world. So,
this was supposed to continue, apparently, with...
For a year.
With that guy probably sucking out more power so then he could fight those things on his own planet.
Because he was going to get all the... He was going to do it to... I think there's one with a thing, one with Spider-Man. So he finds all them and he probably gets all their juice. Mm-hmm. And then he probably was supposed to get the X-Men at some point.
Right. And then he was supposed to probably take all that power and go back and fight all those things coming towards his planet. But that never happened. This was the only issue. So he just literally
There was other issues of this, not of this of him and the Hulk, but other issues.
I'm talking about. I thought you said when this was the only one that you meant this was the only quest probe because it's a number one.
No, it's but
so there's a quest probe featuring.
There's a quest probe featuring the Hulk. There's a quest probe featuring Human Torch and Thing.
Right, might be number two or whatever, right?
No, it's not numbered like that. It's just one shots.
That's weird, because it says at the top, Marvel Comics Limited Series. So you'd think that...
Or maybe it is. You know what?
It would make more sense if it was Quest Probe featuring, and then, a different hero each time. The Hulk, The Thing, Fantastic Four.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
X-Men,
I don't know. It's just
Wolverine, whatever it is. And then, it would be, an eight-issue series.
Well,
Which would make more sense because as he gains all this power, which he's trying to do, so he can.
Well, there are more of these that do exist. So you will see if you go, you do look for them. You will find. You can find them.
Well, I don't want to look for them.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not going to. Hopefully, I never see one.
So
of these
would
again.
You read this again?
Would what, you this read, particular one again?
Would you read the next issue of this book?
Oh, I don't care. No. 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 It's too fucking. I mean, look. I'm a geek. Mm. You know, and I'm not just saying I'm a geek in the terms of popular. It's like I'm a loser who like
I suck, you guys. I fucking blow.
I'm a bona fide dweeb who's into like
you are dork.
Wrestling and Red Tornado and dumb shit that nobody else cares about.
It's true.
And I this doesn't interest me in that realm. So fuck it. Mm. I don't know why I sound so angry at it.
You really do. You really sound very angry at this book. What did it do to you?
I don't know. It didn't do anything. It just kind of...
Show me on the book where it touched you.
It's the part where he scans the Hulk and you see part of the Hulk's crotch.
Yeah, this one's not as crotch heavy as some of the other books that we've
oh, read. No. I mean, yeah. It's no Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. starring Batch McGee.
Quick, jump on the panel. Crotch first. All right.
That's how the artist starts, just drawing dick first.
I think that's literally the entire artistic direction behind Nightwing.
Probably. It's like, how's this panel look? Well, let's put his dick... Wherever his dick
ass
is.
Ass or crotch first. So draw that first, and then like...
Where the loins lay is where the rest of the page goes.
It's the focal point of every page.
This is how we write. This is how we do this book, guys. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I like it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah, would you read another one of these?
No, I don't care.
Yeah. Who cares?
Boo.
Boo earns.
Boo earns.
All right, that's it for this one. We'll go on, come back with our next one. All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever. Here on Sideshow Network. And we are here with our... Next one, it is a book about AIDS.
It's a book and about blow.
And blow cocaine.
We're not kidding either. That's not us just being like, we're joking about AIDS and coke. No, this book is literally about cocaine and AIDS.
It's literally, that's the most of it. Like it's not just like a thing where you're like, hey, look in the background, that guy's got coke or that guy's got AIDS.
Or like, oh, it's an amorphous drug. We're going to pretend it's cocaine because we think we're funny. No. It's cocaine.
Straight up. It's The New Guardians, number 2, from October 1988, DC Comics.
Yeah.
On the cover, it says Jungle Snow, and it shows a bunch of...
dead guys.
A bunch of the Guardians and a bunch of people, you know, a bunch of random dead guys.
So since this is number 2, mm-hmm. they don't go through a lot of, like, naming all of these people.
Well, I know who they are.
Well, tell me, who do we have here on the cover?
So on the cover we have... I forgot their names.
That guy's like Ram.
Okay, so this guy.
Something.
Okay, so there's Ram.
Right.
Okay, so basically, the New Guardian. Okay, so I'm going to try to give this as quickly as possible because I spent too much time talking about Quest Probe. New Guardians are basically there was the Millennium crossover in DC Comics, and after the Millennium crossover, there needed to be like a succession, like the new. There were no more, apparently no Guardian, like the Guardians of the Universe, the blue guys or whatever. So the Zamorons were like, we need a team of like new Guardians, hence the name, and we'll just grab like a bunch of random people, of diverse people, and we'll give them powers, and we'll do, they're going to be the new Guardians, and they're going to be responsible for for like ensuring the evolution of the human race.
Okay.
Right? So,
I don't know if that's worth it.
It's totally not worth it. Well, obviously it wasn't because a bunch of them got AIDS. Some of them...
Well, I mean, just the evolution of the human race. I don't know if that's worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we deserve it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we have...
We have Ram, who is made out of...
He's like a cyborg guy, but like with more circuits.
Yeah, he's basically made out of a bunch of organic circuitry, and he's pretty much invulnerable, and he's... You know, he's got a bunch of enhanced... abilities. Yep. There is Bliss. This is a gloss. Gloss. Whatever.
What the fuck's her point?
I don't know what she does, but she's got like a random blotch on her leg. Like that's not like the thing. That's like
like a tattoo or something.
I forgot. I just read about this on the DC Wiki, and I still don't remember.
Yeah. That's all. So she has like some sort of like power.
Okay.
There's
so
Harbinger.
There's Harbinger, who actually most people know who she is. Yeah. She was a very much focal point in Crisis on Infinite Earth. So she's a part of this group.
And we've read books with her before.
Have we?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm trying to remember, but I feel like
she was in the Wonder Woman, maybe.
Maybe I think that's right.
Or she's been in stuff.
Yeah, she showed up in something.
Yeah, she kind of like was a big deal back in the around this, and this is them just trying to use her, and then she kind of just went away.
Yeah.
There is I forgot his
name. Some mystic guy.
Yeah, no, I forgot his name. Goddamn, Bueno or
sure
something. Fuck me, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
He's a magician. And he's also, get this, the first openly gay superhero.
I was going to say that because they do allude to that later.
Right. But it's like apparently he is like the first openly gay superhero in comic books, predating Northstar, who existed before him but came out as gay
later.
Much later. Mm. But yeah, this is the guy. He's the gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's...
I didn't know who this was. At times I thought it was Fire because of her hair.
It's not Fire.
But it's not.
I just look at their name. Jet. Her name is Jet.
So she looks like Fire because she has flame hair.
Well, right. But she doesn't have flame power. She just basically has... Oh, no, wait. Okay, so Wait, there's another girl, too, isn't there?
No. That's it.
Is this...
There might be another girl. No, that's it.
Okay, no, okay. We'll get you... I'm sorry. Gloss... Okay, so I figured what Gloss does. Gloss has, like, control over, like... electromagnetic wave powers that you can't see. Just it's a complete most bullshit, like...
They're bullshit powers.
It's a bullshit thing.
Yeah.
You know, and this Jet woman has control over...
I don't even know what some she does. Sort I don't of, think it matters.
Some sort of fire force or whatever, but she doesn't actually shoot fire, but her hair looks like she has, like, multiple, like, fire mohawks.
Yeah. And then you have an Ent.
Who?
An Ent.
Who's Ent?
From Lord of the Rings. Remember the trees? That's what that guy is.
Well, you know who this is.
No, I don't know who that is.
That's Floronic Man.
Who the fuck is Floronic Man?
Jason Woodrow from... Okay. He is... I feel like he's been in Batman stuff. That's why I've assumed that you knew who he was.
Maybe. I don't think I've...
Well, you know why? Because Jason Woodrow, the character, was Pamela Isley's boss in Batman and Robin.
The movie. Oh, yes.
He is not... Floronic Man here, and he's been around forever. Jason Woodrow, the Doctor, and then eventually, being a Floronic Man, he's been around for since 1962. Yeah. He debuted in the Atom books.
Sure.
So yeah,
he's an Ent.
Right. So
he's a Tree Man.
Tree Man. Anyways,
so New Guardians are in the forests of Columbia, the jungle. Sorry, Columbia. And they're like, this is all being narrated by Wizard Guy.
Wizard.
We're gonna call
him Enron.
You mean like the company?
He's got some name.
They say it later, but he's Wizard Guy, like the wizard.
We're awful at this.
We are terrible at this. Other people do research. We just wing it. So they're there, and they're like, oh no, here we are. We've been chosen. But yeah, we might not survive the day because who are we standing in front of? But a guy in a red costume who calls himself...
Snowflame.
Snowflame. Now let me explain a little bit about what I'm looking at with Snowflame. This is a tall, white guy with Magneto hair.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's got that. Yeah, that's pretty good description.
With white mask drawn onto his face, so it kind of looks like a starburst. His outfit is red, and it has no sleeves, it has a belt, and then it has, what look like snow boots, because, obviously, snow flame. Yeah. But he's like, all right, you freaks, turn around, get out of here.
Ah!
And everybody's like, wait a second, this guy's high.
Oh, yeah. Even Jet, who's a Jamaican woman, she's he's high, man.
Yeah. And they're like, he's high, and they're like, and he's like, all right, I am Snowflame. This is what he says. I am Snowflame. Every cell of my being burns with white-hot ecstasy. Cocaine is my god. So this guy's power is literally derived from cocaine.
He gets high as shit.
And then he punches people.
Yes.
And there are points, too, where he gets, like, really, like, jacked up. Like the cocaine really, like, kicks into high gear. And he just talks and there's no spaces between
his words. Yeah, because he's talking. So, because he's on coke, you see. It is. This is 100%.
I was just like, this guy doesn't talk enough to be a dude on cocaine, but no, he does.
You want to know something too? Okay, so this is around the time.
Yeah, when is this from? Did we ever say
October 1988?
Okay, I'm just checking.
This is around the time when DC was producing the suggested for mature readers format,
uh-huh.
Like the new format. Like, and there'd be some books that would have that label.
This doesn't have it.
And this one doesn't fucking have it.
This one should have it.
If anything should have it. And here's the thing, and we'll get to this in a second. From issue one, it should have had it.
Yeah.
It should have been, it should have been the entire run. Like, I mean, it is fucking insane.
No, we just have to say also that we found this issue in a box for a quarter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is the quarter. And I think we almost found the full run.
Almost.
I think almost the full run was there, but we really just wanted to get this one because we read about it somewhere.
Heard about it, yeah.
And I was very fortunate to come across it.
We have to find it. There's one book that's tailor-made for our collection. It's this fucking book, and then we found it in a quarter box. That was a great day.
It is worth a quarter.
Oh, my God. No, this book is so fucking stupid. So Snowflame starts punching Ram.
Yeah, Ram and Snowflame start biting each other, and he's like, you know, Snowflame just kind of won't shut the fuck up, he's on coke.
Because he's on coke, so he's got to talk to you. He's that guy.
He's like, I'm so tough, I'm so great, I'll fucking kick your ass.
The only thing you don't see is his jaw, like, moving back and forth.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which they should have just drawn in, but they didn't. So, everybody's just watching these two fight. And
I think at one point he just punches him in the stomach a million times.
Yeah, he's like, I can't feel it because I'm on coke. Doesn't matter what you do, I'm on cocaine.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
It sure is. This guy is James Brown at this point. He's just like invulnerable.
He's Rick James.
So he wins.
Yeah, he basically wins and he knocks them out. And you know, here's where he is, where he's like, I have a job to do, places to go, people see.
There's no spaces between any of those words.
And basically also too, like, yeah, like Floronic Man's like, yeah, like this is coke's like everywhere here, guys.
Yeah. I do like how Floronic Man calls everybody meat.
That's another thing about him. Like, he's very much, he's so into plants that he just calls.
Yeah, he's a servant of the green.
He's a servant of the green. That's right, he is. That's right. Yeah, it makes sense.
They mentioned in here.
And he just, you know, he just straight up calls everybody, like, all humans meat.
Yeah, he doesn't like them. He calls them meat. So, after Snowflame wins, he's like, here's my roving death squad who's going to kill you. So, they just, like, open fire on all these heroes and they all fall down.
Yep.
But, obviously, they're not dead.
They're not dead, but then, you know, they're... They're dead.
So then we cut back to, I guess, a couple days ago, where the whole team is getting seen by a doctor.
Yes.
So Harbinger and Jet and Wizard Guy were in a fight with some villain called what? Hemoglobin?
Hemogoblin.
Hemogoblin. Thank you.
Hemoglobin's an actual thing.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I was like, wait, what is it called? The Hemogoblin.
Hemogoblin.
Now, I don't know, I'm assuming it is obviously blood-based. I don't know exactly what he was doing, but he had AIDS.
So, and I guess so they're fighting him.
And now they might
have AIDS. And they're fighting him, and I guess the way that this makes it sound is as they're fighting him, he died of AIDS while fighting them.
Yeah, which I don't know how he would continue to fight while dying from late stage AIDS, but okay.
He's like, AIDS dead.
AIDS dead. Because he probably should have been too weak to get up. Of course, remember, this is in 1988.
I have a question.
Yes?
Is this comic book what Hillary Clinton was referring to? About the discussion of AIDS being around during the Reagan era. Is this what she was referring to?
No, because she should have really mentioned how the Reagan era fucking White House stuck their head in the sand and pretended AIDS wasn't a problem because it was attacking the gay community.
I'll tell you, Ronnie had nothing to do with this one.
No.
Eating jelly beans while this was coming out.
It was one of his, like the health minister or something, and I can't remember exactly what his name is, but he was like, no, it's important that everybody know, and he, like, made pamphlets out and, like, got the word out about how important it was to beware of AIDS and, like, inform people what it was and how to protect yourself and stuff.
Mm.
So, but, yeah, if it was up to the Reagans, they would never have talked about it.
Yeah, look, he wasn't reading this at the time.
Yeah.
But granted, it was October 1988, so he was already on his way out.
He was on, and he had Alzheimer's at this point, so he wouldn't have remembered reading this anyway.
Oh, yeah, okay. So. All right, well,
yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Right. Good talk. Our podcast has a lot of AIDS references.
It sure does.
I mean, granted,
but in fairness, this actually mentions AIDS. Usually, we just bring it up.
This is pretty much like 90% AIDS, or like 50% AIDS.
So I have a question. Do you think, you know, we grew up, we were children in the 80s and 90s. You know, we grew up at a time when, like, AIDS was this very scary thing where a bunch of people were dying and whatever. And then drugs came into play and Magic Johnson is still alive. And now it is a manageable condition. Do you think people our age make more jokes about AIDS than, like, somebody who is either older or younger than us?
I think so.
But like generational?
I think so, only because we're...
Just because we grew up with the fear of it, so now we joke about it?
Yeah, no, we lived through it, you know, the craziness, and still obviously a very big problem, and, you know, it needs...
Now it is a manageable health condition.
Yeah, but it's still an awful thing.
It's still an awful thing, but I mean, people aren't dying within, like, 6 months and shit, like, they were dying in the 80s. So, it's not as horrible, but still bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, something happened where, I don't know if he bled on them, I don't know what happened.
He was an AIDS vampire. Okay.
Oh, he was a vampire. Did he bite them?
He might have bit them. He might have bled on them. It might have been some sort of, you know, just obviously being an AIDS vampire, you probably don't really give a shit about how things are going on there. So you're kind of, you know, I don't know. Because I'd have to read the book.
Right.
To really find out.
So, yeah. I mean, the thing is they have to exchange body fluid somehow. It's, you know, he can't just, like, bleed onto closed skin and they're going to get AIDS. That doesn't work.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. So, like, anyway, I said, I don't know. I don't know if he...
Somehow, they are going to get AIDS. So they're at the doctor and they're like, well, it's actually too early to tell even though you've been exposed. So just keep an eye on it, because this is probably before they had all those, like, emergency cocktails and stuff.
Right.
Like, emergency workers. So, they're obviously really upset, because this is 1988, and...
Well, I can tell you right now, do you want a spoiler alert?
No one gets AIDS?
No.
They all get AIDS?
No. Oh. Well, she died. You know, Heartbreaker doesn't get AIDS. Jack gets AIDS, but she doesn't apparently die from AIDS. Like, because basically what happens is the New Guardians eventually, I think, like, at some point, like, Guy Gardner shows up to, like, try to, like, lead them, and he gets thrown into the water... And then, like, some villain, like, blows up their building or something. Mm. And so they're all, like, they exist still, but then they all, like, die.
Yeah.
And, like, Jet apparently, you know, was still sticking around. Whatever this guy is.
Wizard
Boy. So apparently, according to the DC Wiki, and this is kind of weird because they – so – I feel it's almost kind of, it's kind of weird the way it's written, because they're like, well, he was the first gay superhero, you know, because, you know, the way he dressed very flamboyantly.
He's a wizard.
I know, that's the thing. They're like, first of all, he's diagnosed with AIDS, but we're not sure if he got it before fighting this guy or after. And I'm like, he fought an AIDS vampire, you know, because they're trying to imply this. Well, since
he was gay, we don't know.
Yeah.
I
feel like that's the way it's written. I think
it's ridiculous that they say he dresses flamboyantly. He's a fucking wizard. They all do.
And it's like he should be. I would be weirded out if he,
does Doctor Strange have a dresses flamboyantly note in his wiki?
And he's got a sweet... Well, no, he probably... Yeah, Doctor Strange has, like, a friggin'...
He's got a puffy shirt.
Puffy shirts, and he's making fan gestures. And I mean, yeah, I mean
look at fucking Dr. Fate. He's got a helmet, cape, yeah. Shiny.
Very shiny. This guy is just dressed like he went, and he's. I think I'll tell you something though. At least he's not dressed like Zatanna or Zatara.
True.
You know, he's dressed like a crazy wizard.
Like a wizard, like I expect wizards.
And they kind of imply this because like they're telling them about.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So they're explaining this. All the doctors are explaining all this stuff. And wizard guy is like, oh, sounds like deja vu for me. You know.
Well, and this is where I kind of I didn't take that as deja vu for him personally, because at first I was like, that's kind of weird. And then I was like, is he like a psychic? But then when we flip to the next page where it starts, he's narrating and it's like, you know, T cell count, blah, 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 blah. He's like, now they're dealing with things that, you know, my community has been dealing with for years.
Yeah.
That's how I took that. Instead of like,
that's what I meant.
Oh,
yeah,
deja vu for me as in like, so he's watched so many of his friends go through this, so right. He knows what's happening.
And also what's going on, too, is, like, you know, they're talking how that it's how it's potential that – because these people, these guardians are supposed to procreate and, you know, pass along their powers and all this stuff, you know, to the, you know, future generations and stuff. And they basically, you know, are telling them, like, well, your kids could have AIDS.
Well, yeah.
If you have AIDS.
But – why did they pick, like, an ent and a computer man? Oh, say, so let's look at all the dudes that these people are supposed to procreate with. You've got a guy who's basically nothing but circuitry.
Yeah.
You've got a guy who is a tree, and you have a gay man.
Yeah.
And you have three women.
Yeah, three women.
Who are these women supposed to procreate with? Because I'm going to say Circuit Man probably can't procreate. Tree Man probably can't procreate, and the other guy's gay.
I don't think he wants to procreate with
humans. Right, he doesn't want to sleep with these ladies. I mean, unless they want to do, like, IVF or something.
Well.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you pick those three dudes if you want people to be
fucked? Well, there's a good reason why this book got canceled. Anyway, so basically, they're upset. They're talking, so we'll kind of go, there's a lot
yeah,
of
Yeah, so, like, they're sad and whatever, and they leave the doctor's office, and they go to an airport. And they run into a dude. We don't know who this dude is.
It says Agent Twirlinger.
Yeah, I don't care who that guy is. Nobody
so basically,
knows.
He's like their government, like a government liaison for them. And yeah, they're whatever. Like, well, we want to go and beat up the guy that could have gave us AIDS. Because apparently it's some sort of like South African warlord or something, or some sort of South African politician.
Yeah.
And
they're like, no.
They're like, he's like, no, but if you go beat up Snowflame for me.
Yeah, you got to go bust this drug lord down in Colombia instead.
You got to go fight the drug war.
And he's like, oh, okay. So that's how they end up there. So then we cut back to them right before they're getting shot. Now, this part really, I don't understand.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to mention.
What the fuck is happening?
He's got like a psychic.
No, I want to explain what it says. It says, so Wizard Guy has Betty, the cosmic aborigine with whom I share a soul.
Yeah, he's linked to her because they also threw her the guardians or Zamaronians or the Beefaronians threw her in too.
But she looks like a tree woman in that drawing.
I know she does. It doesn't make sense.
She's got like a head of lettuce with a face.
She's living lettuce. I thought it was.
Why is she a cosmic aborigine? What the fuck is happening in this book?
I don't know. I don't think nobody knows.
Damn it. There's AIDS and fucking cosmic aborigine lettuce people and cocaine man and a man literally powered by cocaine. I cannot say that enough. This man is powered by cocaine.
It's not just implied. It is so overtly stated.
I got my powers from cocaine, is what this dude is saying. So anyway, luckily they've been warned. They know they're not going to die, so they all, like, pretend to die.
Or no, what happens is, so there's this juice here, this green gook, is being created by Gloss, because she has, like, a way to, like, wrap themselves in some sort of,
Bulletproof,
you know, like some sort of energy that could prevent them from doing
bulletproof moss.
Bulletproof moss.
So then, like, those guys are like, haha, we're going to bury their bodies. So they dig a grave. They're in the grave. Now, these are the roving death squad.
Yeah.
And she, Gloss, buries them alive.
Yeah, they're good heroes.
And they die. Oh, yeah. So they just kill, like, four dudes for doing nothing but their jobs. So, good job, guys.
Yeah, these are good heroes. And like, also, not in the suggestion for mature readers.
No. No, I mean, she just killed somebody. Like, she just killed a bunch of people by burying them alive. And then she was like, isn't that awesome? And the Ent guy's like, yeah, I can't smell the meat anymore. And they, like, basically, like, high five and chest bump or whatever.
That's right. Yeah, he's like, oh, no meat.
Yeah. Smells like green again. And so then they were like, well, let's do our mission. So let's go find Snowflame. All right,
let's go, like, do things we're supposed to.
Who's got, like, you know, this great house in the middle of the jungle that's, like, got a wall. And basically inside the wall is just, like, really hot people doing cocaine. So it's, like, Las Vegas. It's, like, I'm going to assume it's the Palms, maybe. Like, the pool area of the Palms. What's, like, the trendy place to be in Las Vegas? The Palms? Area? Aria?
Terribles.
Cosmopolitan? Yes, Terribles is the trendy place to be.
South Point Casino, wherever the fuck that is.
The Golden Nugget?
Golden Nugget. Circus, guys.
Basically anywhere where really hot chicks in bikinis and, like, swole dudes hang out is...
Well, actually, it's not even that. They're just a bunch of schlubs and it just happens to be some women in bikinis here.
Snowflake's pretty swole.
Well, he's like Magneto strong.
Yeah, and like he basically looks like a Magneto on cocaine.
yeah, you're not wrong.
This is Magneto if he had just gotten into drugs.
What if Magneto was?
Yeah, where is that What If Marvel one? What if Magneto was a drug lord?
What if Magneto got hooked on coke and it's just like Wolverine be like, I don't care, bub. You know, and like Magneto is just like a bunch of cocaine floating around like his magnetic bubble. Yeah. You know, and he just looks like this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they jump in an ambush.
Yeah.
And
they're like, all right, it's time to fight. And like the Snowflame, literally, this is the best picture I think I've ever seen in the comic book.
Oh yeah.
He is basically like Al Pacino in Scarface. And he's sitting in front of a giant pile of cocaine, and he just takes two goddamn handfuls, and he shoves it in his face. He's like, sniff, sniff, sniff.
Yeah, he fucking devours this cocaine.
Yeah.
And because it makes his white flame power fucking juice up, and now he's, he just keeps calling himself a god.
It's like when Mario gets a star.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just imagine, like, actually, imagine the entirety of this.
It's just Mario with a star.
But not only that.
Okay, just assume all stars are cocaine. When the next time you play some Mario.
This Mario's got a white mustache for the rest of the game. He's like,
Mamma Mia! Oh, Mamma Mia! Oh, my God! Here we go!
He does, he's doing mushrooms. He's doing everything.
And then he's just like.
He's doing all the drugs.
He is doing all the drugs. Cocaine,
there's plants in there. Yeah. I mean, there's...
He's obviously on acid. I mean, he's seeing, like, all these plants are, like, Venus flytraps and shit. So, I mean, Mario, he's got some problems.
Mario is fighting the drug war.
You know, that's the thing. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe Mario is just a union guy plumber who hates his job, so he takes all the drugs so he can get through his day by pretending he is a video
game. Because he's got to stick his hand in the toilets in New York City.
Yeah, gross.
You know, or he's got, you know, he's... Yeah, he's got to clean up after, you know, fucking Koopas and shit, you know?
Well, maybe that's what he calls his clients. They're just Koopas. He
calls them Koopas.
Yeah. Maybe that's what...
You're all a bunch of
Koopas.
See,
that's the thing. That's the thing.
That sounds really racist, actually, if you think about it.
Yeah.
If you're referring it to it as you're calling a bunch of people Koopas, it just it sounds like it could be potentially racist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, they do call... Aren't there Goombas in there, too? And that is actually...
Oh, there's Goombas. Goomba, actually, that's straight up racist.
That is straight up racist.
And Mario's Italian.
Yes, he is. He is my people.
This is a good discussion we're having.
It's a great discussion, but I'm just saying, like, what if that's the hidden history of Mario?
Yeah. Yeah. No, this...
And that's like, if you were going to do, like, a gritty reboot of Mario, it would just be, like, a dude doing drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Frank Miller version.
Frank Miller. Princess Daisy's a hooker.
Of course she is.
She would have to be.
Yeah, because whores.
So this big fight starts breaks out, and it's a Snowflame, and he's all coked up, and then the rest of his...
Apparently all of his friends are coked up, too.
Yeah, because the Jet is like, she's like, they're all coked up, man, you know. Yeah.
But apparently, like, Ent-Man, if he is touched by these people, he absorbs their cocaine. Like, he just, all of it.
Because he has, because he's basically made of plants.
Yeah, but...
You know, and he apparently, he's got very...
But he absorbs all of it. He's like a skin. Fucking sponge.
Yeah.
So, the minute that starts happening, he's like, oh, look at your green eyes. And then, like,
Gloss... He's like, I'm hot, motherfucker, I'm hot!
Yeah, and Gloss is like, I can take that out of you, so I'll remove it from you if you remove it from these guys.
Yeah.
So that's basically, so he goes around touching him, and she starts pulling the cocaine out of him. It's a very weird...
It's a very weird way of stopping a fight.
Yeah, so that's happening, and then... Ram and Snowflame, like, jump in the pool while that's going on. And I don't know what happens next.
Oh, they just start fighting each other.
Well, they're fighting.
Because basically Ram, you know, got embarrassed, you know, got
yeah, he was
beat
upset.
Down by Snowflame in the first place.
So he was pissed off. He had to, like, reclaim his honor or whatever. And so they jump back out of the pool. They're fighting. And then Ram punches Snowflame into the chemical shed.
Yeah.
Which is apparently where they are manufacturing meth because it explodes.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, it's like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's like Breaking Bad. And...
Like, I was surprised. I've never seen the show.
I'm assuming it's meth lab. So it's... And the guy dies. And...
Yeah, apparently he
I don't understand why that guy died if it was just cocaine, but apparently he's making meth.
And it's funny because, well, not funny, but it just gets really, like, heavy-handed because they're like...
That's why you should
you know,
do all that
you know,
cocaine.
So after that happens, and then, what's his face? Magician man is like, he's like, oh, man, yeah, man, you know, I'm glad my magic spared me from being hurt, but you hope you know my cape can't say as much because it's got all this coke in it. Am I right?
Yeah, they're like, I'm never gonna get this white powder out of my cape.
And then so Harbinger gets really mad because you know she might have AIDS.
Right.
She gets like,
and she's also wearing metal underwear, which I can only imagine.
Yeah, that's right. She's got a metal.
Extremely uncomfortable for the old vagina. That shit needs to breathe. So she like flies off.
Yeah, she flies off, you know, and she's like, well, some of us are going to die, you know, AIDS. And she flies off, and they're like, well,
AIDS.
And then for some reason, like, the coke addicts that were there
yeah,
are like...
They're like, you showed us the error of our ways. I'm like, okay.
And you're the true gods. Please help us. And then we don't even know. And then nothing happens.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, Wizard Man just goes to, like, stand in the forest and, like, look at plants.
Because he's having a think.
Yeah, and then that's the end.
He's thinking about, you know, whatever. But, okay. Hmm. However, the next issue.
It's called...
Is L.A. Burning?
Question mark? I'm assuming it usually is.
To be honest, yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it probably
we
is.
We live here.
Fucking L.A.
We live here, and sometimes...
Yeah, the answer is yes.
The answer is literally yes.
The answer is yes, all the time. If you're ever like, is L.A. on fire? The answer is yes.
If some of you you're watching news, you're like, L.A. is on fire again, you'll be like, oh, yeah. Because it's like, by L.A., I mean, like, all the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
You know, the
LA
fucking...
County.
The Santa Ana area, whatever, the
yeah.
fucking, you know, the brush fires. Yes. Answer. To answer this question,
yes.
Would you read that issue?
I don't know.
This
book is batshit, so I kind of might.
This book is batshit, but I don't necessarily like
That's
it.
That's the thing. I don't know if I would want to read it because it's weird and like, I don't know. I don't know. If I found it, you know, maybe if I had it for a quarter.
Well, you can get it for a quarter, but I'd rather spend my quarters on something else that I actually might want to read.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to spend it all on these and then have
I'm
to be...
I'm actually kind of bummed, to be honest with you, because I had made this issue when I'd heard about it. The fact that there was a goddamn villain who makes one single appearance, who is fueled by cocaine.
Well, I mean, you really can't think he's going to get past an issue, be a recurring issue, recurring
I mean,
guy
in,
like,
should have been.
In other books, too, you know?
No, somebody needs to bring him back. Like, I'm kind of disappointed that was his one and only appearance.
Oh. Yeah.
Snowflame. Cocaine.
Snowflake or...
Snowflake. He's a cocaine-powered villain.
It's about time. A villain for the 80s, if there ever was.
Really, it really is.
But that's it for this. And yeah, I wouldn't read. I don't
you
know.
Should have been a stockbroker.
I would not read probably this next one. I mean, I am maybe intrigued if LA is burning. Why is it burning?
Maybe we'll
talk. Maybe we'll talk about a place where I live, where I go to eat lunch. But other than that, nah, I'm not really into it. So sorry, New Guardians. I won't be buying you again.
Yeah.
I do like this burnout Bet Superman. It's just Superman sitting in a chair looking.
Really manspreading. His legs are so far apart.
So there was this episode of. What the fuck was it? Comic Book Men. Where they're like. Some guy tried to sell a painting of Superman. And he claimed it was the first and most rendered.
Oh yeah, I remember that issue. That
yet rendered version of Superman's crotch.
Yes.
And you know he sold it for like.
I remember
what,
that.
I don't know if he sold. I don't know what the fuck it was. But,
yeah, he sold it, but I don't remember what he sold it for. But he was like, "This is a really lovingly, I pick up drawn crotch."
I would beg to disagree because Superman.
That's crotch.
That is Batman's got Superman's got some crotch here.
Again, this is one of those crotch first.
Yeah.
Man spreading. Look at my, I mean, like, taking up all the room. Like, I don't understand why, like, that can't be comfortable.
Yeah, what? He's having a hard day.
He is.
This is the shit going down with Gangbuster and whatever. Yeah, so he's having issues.
He's having a hard day.
So anyways, that's it for New Guardians. The New Guardians, number 2 from October 1988. That does it for our show this week.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. I know that folks out there are listening, and I feel like we complain about it a lot that people may not listen or may not listen, you know, whatever, but I, you know, I'm down, you know, I know you folks out there appreciate the show, and it's, you know, we'll keep doing it. I'm not going to be one of those people who's like, nobody's listening, I don't want to do it. So we'll just keep doing it, because we have lots of comic books.
And we gotta justify this.
We gotta justify owning disaster. All these books. We will continue this disaster.
This nightmare that we've gotten ourselves into.
This life nightmare that we have.
Yeah, this nightmare from which we will not wake or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not going anywhere, even if it gets, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait to be 90 and doing this show. Oh, let me tell you about Batman issue 9,000.
We're reading New Guardians number 3.
Hopefully by then they'll make them in giant print so we can see them. Because by then I'm assuming we're gonna need like the big print. You know how they make like big print crossword puzzles? We're gonna need big print comic books.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, gotta think about their aging audience.
Yeah, it'll be harder to the store though.
It's yeah,
much bigger.
Well, I'm assuming by that point, actually, maybe we won't even need to read them. Maybe we can just download them directly into our brain.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. So we're just like, oh, all right, yeah, read it.
Yeah.
Now it's in there though. Now I can't fucking get rid of it.
Oh, that's fine. I'll take it.
How do you delete files that are in your brain?
Huh. I'll keep it. Whatever. It's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Did you run out of storage? Do you have to get like an external brain?
Oh, where does that USB go? I can never get it in right the first time. It always hurts. Wah, wah. Okay, well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Twitter. I'm Sean, and I'm at Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN. That's on Twitter. That's on Instagram and my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. JenStansfield.tumblr.com and JenStansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, SideshowNetwork.tv is where you can find all the fine shows. This is a part of the network that we are part of.
Mm-hmm.
We just launched the Greatest Show on Grass, which is a LA Rams podcast. Yes, the LA Rams are coming back to LA, and we have a guy that's really into them, and he's going to talk to you about them every other week, so that's awesome. And then we also have Reductress. Mouth Time with Reductress is launching tomorrow after you hear this episode. So you should definitely check that out. Reductress is a very funny site. And now they have a podcast with us because Sideshow Network is fantastic. All right, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.